a guy in my shul came over to me a couple of weeks ago and asked me about specific shaylas and how to build a makkah inside of his house. So he was telling me that the railing on the top of his stairs, meaning the landing on the top of the stairs, did not measure 10 tefachim, did not measure, let's say, 40 inches of 10 tefachim, and the drop was more than 10 tefachim. And he told me when he bought the house, he asked his Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Reisman, what to do, and Rav Reisman said, you got to build a makkah. And it got me thinking, what is the standard size of a railing, and do we always really need to build a makkah within our house? Forget about our rooftops. Our rooftops are slanted, and we typically assume that a slanted roof does not require a makkah because nobody goes on a slanted roof unless you're a roofer, right? So we assume our rooftops do not. But what about inside our houses? And then it came to my attention that if you build a railing to code, it is less than 10 tefachim. I think in a commercial environment, like in a university setting, let's say, I think the code calls for it to be a little higher because you have large crowds of people. But in a residential environment, I'm totally making this up, this is just based on what I'm seeing around, that in a residential environment, code is apparently much lower. It's about 31 inches or so to build a typical railing. And 31 inches is decidedly less than 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is somewhere between 36 and 40 inches. And is this permissible? Is there any hetter? So I figured let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of makkah. The pasuk in Parshas Ki Tetzei tells us, Ki sivne bayis chadash, when you build yourself a new house, va'asisa ma'ake ligagecha, you should make a ma'ake for your roof. And then the pasuk adds, v'lo sasam damim b'vesecha, and don't have blood in your house, meaning don't have a danger in your house, ki yipal anofel nimenu, because someone could fall. So that is the both mitzvah saseh and lo saseh in the Torah. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Vav writes very clearly what's the reason for this mitzvah, kedei shaloti kashal bria lipol mimenu. We don't want someone to stumble and to fall, and that would be very terrible. And therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch writes what it says beferish in the Gemara Bava Kama, that a bechlal mitzvah zu l'sakein kol kosel v'kol geder shekar v'lovot ha'kol mimenu, that if you have anything that's dangerous, you have a wall that's about to cave in, you have something that is dangerous in your house, you have to remove that. You have to make sure that your house is a safe place to be. So apparently the mitzvah's asay of building a makkah is very much connected to the los asay, the iser of los asam damim b'vesecha. It is therefore most curious that Chazal come up with a list of exceptions to this mitzvah. When do you not have to build a makkah? So I understand if you're going to tell me a slanted roof does not require a makkah because no one ever goes there. That makes sense to me. But comes along the Yalkut Shimoni and quotes from the Sifrei that a base shard does not require a makkah. An achsadra does not require a makkah. Umar peset does not require a makkah. All of these things are things that are places where people go, but they're places that are not a base dira. They're not a living quarter, and since the pasuk says vasisa that ki sivne bayis chadash, these don't fit the category of bayis, and therefore they're pater from ma'aka. Not only that, the Gemara Maseches Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that a bayis she'in bo arba amos al arba amos, a bayis that's smaller than 4x4 amos, pater min ha'mezuzah u'min ha'ma'aka, that aveinu matam bin gayim, it's pater from mezuzah. Okay, that I understand. It's a room that doesn't meet the size that qualifies for chiv mezuzah. Pater min ha'ma'aka, though? Why in the world, if it's less than 4, I would think it's more dangerous if it's a very tiny, if it's a, what are they called, tiny house hunters, right? If you have a these miniature houses, right? I would think it's more chayv. You could fall right. You could fall right off so easily. Nevertheless, pater min hamakah. It's pater from makah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzaros Nefesh Parak Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph adds Beis Hotzaros, Beis HaBakar are also pater from makah. Because the Mishnah questions where he got that from. It doesn't seem that that's any explicit statement of Chazal. So the major question that the Achronim deal with is why. Why would these things be, meaning if the mitzvah of makkah is really to keep a safe environment and these things are unsafe, so why in the world would there be a special patur? So first, let's back up a step. What is the reason for building makkah? I know because of danger. Danger of what? Is it only because of danger of death? or also danger of injury. Meaning, let's say you were in a situation, you had a situation in the house that's somewhat dangerous, but it could only be injurious to you. It cannot be something that would kill you. Would one need to build a makor or need to remove that on a da'oraisa level? So the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama Daf Tes Vav and Beis tells us, Rabbi Nosson Omer, minayin shlo yigad al adam kelev ra b'toch beiso, val yamid sulim ru'a b'toch beiso. How do I know you shouldn't have a kelev ra in your house? Kelev ra is an interesting phrase. The Gedolei Achronim debate whether Ra is just a description of every Kelev, or it's a particular type of Kelev that happens to be a Kelev Ra. Meaning, much like regular people, some people like dogs and some people can't stand them, rabbis are similar, right? Some think every Kelev is a Kelev Ra, and others think that, no, there's a Kelev that's a man's best friend, but then there's also a Kelev Ra. But whatever it is, you're not allowed to have a Kelev Ra b'toch peso, you're not allowed to have a Sulam Ru'ua b'toch peso. So if you have a step in your house where the step itself is very shaky, you're not allowed to have that. Why? Tamalomar lo sasam dam v'secha. So is that about Nezik? Or is that about Misa? So there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that according to Rav Nachman, Chavata Shal Misa could even be Pachas Me'asar Tvachim. A person could fall even less than 10 Tvachim and get killed. And the Gemara asks on him from a Braisa, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sasam Dam Vesecha, Ki Yipol Anofel Mimenu, and we darshan Mimenu Velo Mitocho, that only if you could fall from the roof, but not if you fall into the roof. So if Rosh Hashanah is Gavoa Mimenu Asar Tvachim, and the Gemara asks, but the clear assumption is that if your roof is 10 tefachim above the ground next to your roof, then you're chayiv to build a maka, and you see from there that it's only if it's 10 tefachim above the ground. Why? Because that's where you could die. So you see, the Gemara says that you would only die from a 10 tefach drop against Rav Nachman. But the entire discussion in the Gemara seems to assume that you would only build a maka when there's a threat of death, not when there's only a threat of injury. And in fact, that is the raya that is brought by the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav, I believe was the one who gave, the first one to give Rav Soloveitchik Smicha, was the Kavna Rav in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Zayin. He has a long tshuva about Maka, and he suggests that it's only if it's going to cause Misa that there's a chiv to build a Maka. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Vatzeach Shmiras Nefesh, the Rambam writes that Echad Agag Echad Kol Dav Sheish Bo Sakana V'Ra'ui Sheikashal Bo Adam V'Yamus. And then he gives all the examples. You have a be'er or a bar in your chatzer, and a person could die there, whether there's water in it or there's not water in it, but it's asar tefachim deep. So then, he keeps saying, v'yomus, and kol mechshol shiyesh bo sakonis nefashos. Very clearly that it's about Misa. So who disagrees? The Sefer HaChinuch seems to say directly against the Rambam. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tavkuf Mem Zayin, writes, Lo laniach ha-mecholim v'avokashim ba'artzoseinu v'batenu k'dei shelo yamusu v'lo yuzoku bo b'nei adam. And not only lo yamusu, but also lo yuzoku. Now one could argue that, so Dvar Avram writes that it's a machlokas. One could argue that Sefer HaChinuch is saying that if it's a kind of thing that can cause death, it likely will cause injury. Meaning, maybe the mitzvah of Makah and Losas and Damim is only to get rid of something that could potentially cause death. When Sefer HaChinuch says that lo yazuku, he's saying, yeah, because when you have something that can cause death, it is very likely to cause injury. So there's a double purpose of the makah, even though the mechayev might only be if it's going to cause misa. So, okay, great, we have a mitzvah midaraisa to build a makah. So when you build a makah, do you say a bracha? So it's interesting. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, the very last simon in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Tav Chav Zayin, is the simon about makah. If you were to look in the Tur, which Shulchan Aruch is always based off of the Tur, Beis Yosef's commentary to the Tur, there is no Siman Tav Chav Zayin. The whole thing doesn't exist. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get it from? He takes word for word from the Rambam. He just reprinted the Rambam, and that Ha'ara is made by the Sma in Sivkat Nalef. He says, Kol Siman Zeh Lesa B'Tur V'Mechaber Atiko Midivrei Rambam Shekasov Siman Zeh Os Ba'Os. letter by letter, he just copied over what it says in the Rambam, meaning it's the right place where it belongs in Shulchan Aruch, but for whatever reason the Torah didn't have it. So anyway, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in the Gilyon of Reb Kiv Eiger, he quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Brachos that when a person builds a makkah, you should say a bracha, Asher ki tishon mitzos v'tzivanu la'asos makkah. And if someone else builds a makkah then, other than the owner of the house, so you should say Al Asiyas Makkah. So there is a bracha and there is a nusach bracha. What if you're building a makkah around a bar? You know, a bar, we think, who has boros in their backyard? A lot of people, because a bar, bein malei mayim, bein sheino malei mayim. So who has a bar that's malei mayim? And you know, the swimming pool. L'chara, there's a mitzvah of makkah, and the size of that makkah has to be 10 tefachim to protect around the swimming pool. So the chayyadim is mechadesh that when you make a makkah around boros, you don't say a bracha. The bracha is only for makkah al gagecha, but a makkah around the bar would not require a bracha. Dvar Avram disagrees. He says, Mikra, didn't you make since there's a chiv dar raisa to build a makkah there, you have to say a bracha on a makkah there. Now, there is a chakira that the Achronim discuss, whether the mitzvah of makkah is a maisa, meaning it's a function of the maisa of building a makkah, or a totsa'a. Is it about making sure that there is a makkah? Nafkamina would be whether you say a bracha, right, on building the makkah, or nafkamina might be, what if you could solve the problem some other way? You could take away the danger some other way. Meaning, let's say you have a bar and you have a pool cover that you can that will just cover over the pool and you can actually walk on top of it. I think most pool covers you cannot walk on top of, but let's say you had one that you could. So would that also solve the problem? So yes, it may solve the problem. Is it a bittul mitzvah? So if the mitzvah is to be meisa the michshol, to just get rid of the michshol, to make it a safe environment, you've done that. But if the mitzvah is a meisa of building a makkah, or nafkamina, do we say mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho? Better for you to do the mitzvah yourself rather than appoint a shliach. Maybe in nafkamina, can you make a goy, a shliach, to build a makkah for you? If it's just about achieving the result, it's purely result-oriented, so a guy builds it. I know that in my house, if I have to build a makkah and I have to do it, it's not going to be very safe. Right? It's the only way I can make it safe is if I ask my friend Miguel to come to he's our guy. Miguel is our guy. So he's going to come to come to our house and he's going to build the makkah. Then it will be very safe. But is that a bittul mitzvah if I do that? That might be totally on whether you view it as a din in the maisa or a din in the totsah. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in Minchas Asher where he argues pretty forcefully that it's a din in the totsah and that you don't even require, I think Minchas Asher and Bab Basra and Masechtas, he has a piece like this where he goes through the three different kedarim of mitzvahs, when you can't do a mitzvah al yidei shliach, you have to do it yourself. When you can do a mitzvah al yidei shliach, and then the third category where you don't even need shlichus, because a guy is not a bar shlichus, because it's purely totsa'a oriented, and makkah is his example. But many Gedolei Achronim disagree, and they think that for a makkah, you actually need to do it yourself, or need to appoint a Jewish shliach. Now, the Chazon Ish has the most important chiddush probably in the entire sugya of makkah, and it's very nogeya to the shaila that we started with. Do I need a makkah on the landing on top of my stairs? Right after Shabbos, after this guy asked me the shaila, I went home and I took a tape measure and I measured the railing on the top of my stairs, 31 inches. The railing on top of my stairs. The drop, much more than 31 inches. The drop is way more than 10 tefachim. What about going up the stairs? When you go up the stairs, also the drop is more than 10 tefachim. Typical railings are not 40 inches high. In fact, if they were, they would probably be less safe, because it's awkward. You wouldn't end up holding the railing. It would be a little too high for the average-sized person. So the Chazon Ish discusses, why is it that a Beis HaKnesses should not be chayiv in makkah? He says, oh, you're going to tell me because no one ever uses the roof? If no one ever uses the roof, then a regular bais doesn't need a makkah either. Meaning, so what does it mean? What would be the situation where a regular bais would require a makkah and a Beis HaKnesses would not? So says Chazon Ish, in Choshem Mishpat Likutim Simen Yud Ches Oz Beis, V'niret, the kol gag eino b'chal ha-michsholos. Not every gag is a michshol. She'in ezek ha-motzei kol kach. Shomir al gag zocher b'tivo li'izayim. When you are standing on a roof, you realize that you're on a roof, and therefore, by nature, you're going to be a little bit more careful. And that's how people behave on a rooftop. They're a little more careful. Ukemosha mutalalos be ilan mutalalos livnos hagagin valios below maka. Just like you're allowed to climb a tree, there's no issue of climbing a tree. I there's no maka around the tree. Because you, when you're climbing a tree, you know you're climbing a tree, so you know that you got to be careful. You're allowed to build a roof. I, how am I allowed to build a roof? There's no maka around the roof, which I'm building right now. So obviously you're allowed to do it because when you're aware of your environment, you don't have to worry as much. The Torah is mechadesh on a gag beis dira, even though you normally are aware of your environment, especially chiddush akra, that you build a makkah, and to be makbid on the smaller chance of sakana, even though you generally are aware of your environment. So it comes out from that chazanish that any time you have a situation where it's the teva hadvarim, that a person would be careful, that he knows where he is, and he wouldn't be running around, and he would be cautious, so you would not require a maka. Around a swimming pool, you probably still would require a maka. Kids run around the pool all the time. Unfortunately, you can look up the statistics. The number of swimming pool deaths in this country is, in the world, it's astonishing. It's really, really scary. So people do not always behave around the pool as if they are being super careful. But when you go upstairs, typically speaking, when people are walking upstairs, they're conscious of the fact that they're going upstairs. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, the railing along the stairs does not need to be 10 tefachim high, because that is like a gag beis haknesses. Now, yes, it's dangerous, but you're also aware. So since you're aware, and the Torah was not mechadesh a din of makkah over there, it's only mechadesh the din of makkah. So essentially, the Chazon Ish says there are tzvei dinim. You need a makkah whenever there is something that is dangerous, that you wouldn't be always cognizant of the danger, and when you have a rooftop of a home. Those are the two dinim. So it would turn out that if it's a landing on top of the staircase, where it's just like your hallway, where you hang out or do whatever, and you're walking around over there, and you're not extra cautious because you're not on an incline, you're not going up and down the stairs, l'chara, that would require a maka. I asked Rav Shechter Shlita what he thought, and he said, yeah, 40 inches. You need to put up a 40-inch maka on the top of your staircase. So I'm hoping someone's going to email me a heter that I didn't think of, but I couldn't find any haterim, because before I go tell everyone in my shul that they need to invest in new railings or measure them, so I came with the shtickel Torah to Rav Shechter. I said, no, there's two dinim. There's a din of asis makal gagecha, that's a din in gag, and there's a din of lasas and dam v'esech. Lasas and dam maybe doesn't follow the gedarim of maka. Maybe it follows whatever code says is safe. That's considered safe. So he laughed at me. He thought that was silly. He said, no, the Torah tells you that a makkah is 10 tefachim, that's what's called safe. That's the shear of what's called safe. Then you can't say, oh, you know, the building department doesn't get to determine, you know, that what's called safe. In fact, a friend of mine, Dr. Eli Rossman, told me when he built his house, another friend of ours was the contractor. Akiva Horowitz was the contractor at the time, and he told Dr. Rossman, I'm building the railings much higher than code because code is not at all safe. Meaning when you build it to code, he said he didn't hold it was, he said he wasn't even talking mitzad halacha, he was talking mitzad the reality of the safety of the situation. In fact, Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin, Simon Reish Chavtes, says when it comes to Madregos Ha'olm L'marpeset Shalaliyah, Pshita De Petura Midin Metzaseh Demaka, by the stairs itself, that go up to the roof, it's part of a maka. But he says, "Mikomakum yirit madrego shaosim b'toch hadira atzma kasher ragil b'kol olam diras pnim bas shtei komos." If you have a two-story house, or miktsas chadarim lamato, miktsas lamayla, a lot of words to describe what a two-story house looks like. There are rooms downstairs, and there are more rooms upstairs. It's a house. Va'olam izeli lazeh al yedei madregos, and people use steps to climb from one floor to the other. Pshita de chayav mitzvah de makkah darei ika kol amaylos dira v'gam regili beituva. He says since it's a dira and people are ragilbo, it would require a makkah in that case. So again, by the stairs itself, the Chazon Ish and others are meikil, but on the landing on the top of the staircase, not so pashut that you can be meikil. Where did I get this idea that a slanted roof does not require a makkah? So that's in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that explicitly in Chasam Mishpat Simin Taf Chaf Zayin, that's when it's slanted, it's not something that anyone would go on, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. You're not going to require a makkah. What else? Is there something else I wanted to say here? So, there was one other thing. Oh, there may be nafkaminas. No, let's leave it at that. Okay, so if anyone knows of any good heterim, so I'm certainly interested to hear what the heterim are, but it would seem to me, just a pasha reading of the sugya, that a person requires a makkah of esaritzvachim. Okay.